Kind of nice to be able to focus on weather for a change when we look at this market trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Sam Hudson joins us today. He is with Corn Belt Marketing and the weather forecast, whether you're looking at the GFS or the European model, everybody's hoping that we get some sort of rain.
Yeah, they are, at least in some areas. You know, if you look at the central Corn Belt from where we're at here in central Illinois all the way out to Nebraska, really, or the Northwest Corn Belt especially, definitely more moisture in need. And as we go into the growing season and temperatures rise, it'll be critical to, you know, capture some of that to, you know, give us some insurance on these crops that are being planted now or will be. But in some areas, Susan, along the Ohio Valley, the lower Mississippi, it looks like we're going to be in for another round of rain. These areas have not been able to get in the field because of some heavy rainfall here over the last couple weeks. And if they see another round of it, you're looking at additional delays, at least into early May. And I think that's our first talking point on the supply side of things. We knew, you know, these numbers back in March advertised obviously big acres, but they also advertised trend yields. And if we have to back away from that area early in any way, shape, or form, it's only going to dial up the necessity even more.
Well, you know, there has been such a concern, too, because many areas didn't see rain, and we're already into the middle of April. So I think it might be causing a little bit of nervousness. And I've even heard a few chatters about, well, if we don't get rain, maybe I'm not going to plant this crop, but I'm going to focus on corn instead.
Yeah, I would say that's somewhat true. There's been a lot of consternation, you know, in herbicide programs as well for soybeans, as dry as it is. And, you know, we've had these cool nights, which helps bring that moisture to the surface. But as I mentioned, as soon as you warm up, I think that's going to be an afterthought, and it'll feel like it never happened. And so once those crops are being planted in the Northwest Corn Belt, especially in that on those dry land acres, you're going to want to see some follow-up rainfall to improve those conditions, or else we're going to be talking about those areas right out of the gate here come June.
Now, something else that's really kind of nice is we're not really seeing a lot of outside headline influencing what we're seeing in our market trade.
Well, that's right. And that got a little bit old, you know, pretty quickly as we, you know, finished out the month of March and got into April. Putting some of this stuff to the side, obviously some big picture concerns still with tariffs, especially with China as we move forward. But in the meantime, we continue to hear mostly positive comments about potential for trade deals with some other countries. And so I think the biggest thing in the short term in this regard would be if we start to look at initiating these port fees against China. I think that could provide another reason for some panic selling in here. But it's just we're too far along here into spring or getting into spring where we, you know, we just can't ignore what the weather's doing and the fundamental aspects of bay here, because no matter what happens with trade, it doesn't necessarily create more supply. It just displaces it and changes how it flows.
From a livestock perspective, though, Sam, it's kind of nice to see the continued uptick push that we're seeing for this cattle complex.
That's right. And I think that's honestly the same variables. You know, we've kind of cast some of these headlines to the side. We've gotten away from some of these initial knee-jerk reactions on you know, needing to take the edge off as far as fund ownership is concerned. You know, when all this started to take place here, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, that the fund length in feeder cattle was record large. And so you've taken some of those people out of the market. In the meantime, cash markets have remained very strong. And so now we see these April contracts really focusing on conversions as much as anything, and getting back in line to where they need to be based on what is happening at the sale barn.
All right, lots of things. Cattle on Feed Report as well, coming out a day early because of the holiday on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. So it could be a little bit of market volatility in here. I kind of feel like, you know, because the cash has remained strong, but it hasn't really, you know, continued to move into new heights, it almost feels like we get into a bit of a choppy market here. Feeder cattle may have a little bit of short-term risk if we see any reason to spike these feed prices. But otherwise, I think you're still looking at, you know, figuring out where we want to be here in June and keeping an eye on this, you know, economic sentiment. Obviously, if we find reason to send the Dow down 1,000 or 1,200 points or something out of nowhere, cattle are probably going to get sold off again today are going to get sold off again. But today we see a weaker equity markets, and those live cattle are still able to hold those gains.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Sam. Sam Hudson joining us today. Mm-hmm. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. I'm Susan Littlefield. This is the American Ag Network.